This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, a Muslim feels the pain of another Muslim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z with me, Sister Zainab, on Arab English Radio. And obviously the topic is, it's a really important one because obviously we are, as Muslims in particular, I'd actually add, surely as human beings, we also ought to feel the pain of all other human beings. But yeah, you know, obviously this is a duty really as a Muslim. And we're told that, you know, we shouldn't ever wake up and not be concerned with how Muslims in maybe in our own community and also in some other parts of the world are faring. So we should never be, let's say, negligent or ignorant about the fate, about the suffering of other Muslims. And obviously we can extend it, and for sure in our modern days we should really be concerned with, you know, what is happening to humanity at large, because, you know, really as Muslims that is how big our feeling and how big our concern should be, because we know that Allah has created all of us, and the only way in which we are, let's say, superior to anyone is by our piety and proximity to Allah. Nothing else distinguishes us or makes us better. Not a colour, not our skin colour, not our ethnicity, not our language, not our rank or our financial status. So to exemplify this idea that Muslims should feel the pain of another Muslim, I'm just referring also to the story of a famous Iranian martyr from the Holy Defence by the name of Parviz Khosrow. He was a general in the telecommunications unit and much loved by everyone. So the story goes that in the early years of the imposed war, the Ba'ath army forces had invaded parts of Iran, and they'd taken Iranian women and children back with them in a sense as war booty. Welcome back. This is A to Z on Arab English Radio, and obviously I'm talking about the idea that we should feel the pain of another Muslim, and I've just started to mention this particular story from the life of the famous Iranian martyr, the Holy Defence, Parviz Khosrow, who obviously was a general in the telecommunications unit. And when he found out the news, I think he was actually at home with his family, and he found out the news, or he'd been told before, but he was just speaking to his family about it, to his wife. And obviously Iranian women and children had been taken back to Iraq as war booty. And it's reported that Khosrow became visibly distressed by this news, by what was going on. And he actually said to his family, he was saying, "How can I stay here and do nothing while they are taking our women and girls?" And he was meant to, I think, stay for a week or a few days longer with his family. But he immediately went back to the front, so he didn't even stay with his family, because he just felt that, well, he needed to do something. He needed to be there. It was his duty to, you know, try and, you know, contribute towards obviously preventing more of this happening, and then obviously trying to get the women and children back. And, you know, this compassion, compassion is even the wrong word, compassion, empathy, this really is feeling the pain. So if something terrible happens to another Muslim, to another believer, or let's say to another human being, you know, in a sense, if we are true human beings, if we're true Muslims especially, we should be feeling that. So for example, if we with images we've seen coming out of, you know, obviously Gaza, for example, in the last, is it 16 months now? For sure, if we haven't felt pain in our hearts and wondered, what can I possibly do, then obviously maybe something's a bit amiss with us. So let's just make sure that all of us do not lose this compassion and this real urge and sense to help those people who are in pain, who are suffering. Always keep this as Muslims, and do our best to contribute towards undoing any suffering, any oppression in our community, in our family, anywhere in our country, and let's say in places where people are being oppressed, inshallah. So inshallah, this is just a reminder for all of us, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on iWings Radio, and farewell for today. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.